Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack and hostage-taking in Gaza has died from wounds sustained in a July airstrike, according to the IDF. Also, from the Times of Israel, disputes over voter suppression and targeting techniques are stirring debate as the ballot battlefield shapes up, raising concerns about the democratic process. Also this hour, Forward reports that U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee has called settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Kusra terrorists, joining the West Bank settlement movement's leadership in condemnation. Separately, in the past hour, the Times of Israel reveals that former President Trump allegedly called Prime Minister Netanyahu his own worst enemy in light of his election endorsement efforts. And finally, Al Arabiya English analyzes the potential impact of tougher sanctions and a naval blockade on Iran, suggesting it may push Tehran toward compromise on nuclear negotiations. From X, the latest. Leslie Kajomovitz, a commentator, posted just minutes ago, questioning the progress of a review by Press Freedom following confirmation that a press member was linked to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Al Arabiya English, an international news outlet, posted earlier today, discussing insights from Policy Director Jason Brodsky on whether increased sanctions against Iran could lead to diplomatic breakthroughs. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, expressed heartbreak an hour ago over an attack at Central Synagogue in New York City, highlighting ongoing pain within Jewish communities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Hamas commander's death, Ynet reports that Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the deadly October 7th events, succumbed to injuries from an Israeli airstrike conducted in July. His death underscores ongoing tensions in the region and Israel's continued targeting of key figures in Hamas. Turning to the voter disputes, experts speaking to the Times of Israel emphasize that the clashes over voter suppression allegations strike at the core of Israel's democratic values. The debate highlights the high stakes involved as various parties attempt to sway the electorate in their favor. Meanwhile, the Forward details U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee's strong remarks against settlers in Kusra, labeling their actions as terrorism. This statement sends a clear message about the U.S. stance on settlement activities in the West Bank, potentially impacting U.S.-Israeli relations. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Apple has agreed to pay $150,000 in a settlement over an anti-Semitism case involving a Jewish employee's firing at a Virginia store. This case highlights ongoing challenges in workplace discrimination. Separately, Tech covers Apple's resolution of a lawsuit regarding anti-Semitic remarks made by a manager, with implications for corporate responsibility and community relations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares that Cellcom has broken an 11-year record with its latest quarterly results, showcasing strong performance and significant equipment sales, marking a positive trend in the telecommunications sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.